Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. This is a wonderful Monday edition, yes, of the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Morning Service. And we are here in that service along with the International Ambassador and people who have gathered from all around the world. So come and join us as we go into this service. God bless you. And
on that note, you all need to come on out here for the convention and get some of this love. God bless you.
God bless you. Good morning. Give it honor to Dr. and the whole entire prayer land. Thank and praise the Lord. This is Mother Digby, area code 708. I had a beautiful Mother's Day. I started on Friday. It was my son's birthday. We took him out to dinner. We just had a beautiful Mother's Day. And our church mother, who is 93 years old, brought the message on Sunday. And she told us the children how to pray. And I thank the Lord for this day because this is my 81st birthday.
Oh, my God. Thank God for you, Mother Digby.
Yes.
Amen. Happy birthday to you, Mother Digby. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Mother Digby.
Thank you.
Any of y'all want to wish a happy birthday? That's all right. God bless you.
Happy birthday, Mother Jesus.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
God bless you. Happy birthday to you. God bless you, Mother. Amen. And to all of you on the prayer line, I tell you, Mother Johnson, oh, my God, her Mother's Day was just off the chain. All the people around her. Dinner galore with food galore, my Lord. And all of you, anybody else? I'm taking time because that was such a special day. Anybody else with a praise report? All right. God bless you. Thank God for you. Let's go to prayer requests. Anybody on this line? And it was so wonderful to just take time for the praise reports because there are women all over the world who are remembering now what the Lord did for them on Mother's Day. Amen. Sometimes you need to think back on the things that God's done. That scripture that says, reaching forth to the things that are before me, forgetting those things that are behind, reaching forth. That's not talking about stuff like this. No, it's talking about your life in the world, forgetting those things that are behind you. When you used to go to the clubs and used to smoke and drink and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, forget all that mess, you know. And reach forth toward the things that are before you now. God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, God using you in ministry. Don't forget those things because you have to use those to springboard to new levels in Christ. Amen. All right. God bless you. Let's go to, unless somebody else has a praise report.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. Yes, I do. I'm sorry I'm on late, but I was muted. I have an awesome praise report to me. It's good to me, and I'm a little hoarse because I'm still shouting over it. My Mother's Day weekend began with the all-night prayer at one of our churches in our district. Prayer started at 10 o'clock on Friday night, and it ended on Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. And I tell you, it was awesome just to be in prayer all night. But while we were praying, sometimes you don't know what's going on, and God will give you the unction. He would give you what to pray for when you don't know what to pray for. While we were in a shut-in, my daughter was involved in an accident, totaled out the car, praise the Lord, and the state troopers would contact me and say, if your daughter did not have on a seatbelt. And I said she had the Holy Ghost seatbelt on her. She had the presence of the Lord around her and another friend that kept them. They flipped and turned and went through many trees. It was raining, and she was leaving from seeing me that night. And I just thank God. I rejoice. And I am still rejoicing, because when you see that scar, you know it has to be a God. God will bless you, your children, and your children's children if you just keep your face before the Lord. And I just thank God for what another wonderful Mother's Day gift is to have my daughter with me, to look upon her face. And when she saw me, she had all these cuts and bandages on her, but they were just minor little cuts from glass. She just touched my face, and I just touched her face, and we just rejoiced and again rejoiced, and we're still rejoicing today. God bless all of you, and have a wonderful day.
My God, what a wonderful praise report. Jesus. I can see all that happening as you were describing it. I can see that action and everything. God did protect her. And tell her I said he protected her not only because he loves her, but he protected her because she is your daughter. Amen.
Amen.
Enemy could not.
I'm sure rejoicing. Amen. You all may not hear it as much, but I have shouted, ran down the street, ran in the hospital. I thank God when you see that car that's destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I see it. I see the car. And my God, have mercy. God protected her. Certainly protected her. And thank God for you. All right. And then while we are moving now to the prayer request, I mean, get your prayer request out. God, I did a miracle there. You heard it. That was an ultra awesome bona fide miracle. These people can see the car, amen, and witness that no way somebody should have come out of that car alive, amen. God did it. Oh, my God, I see that car. That's something. And God did it and gave a glorious miracle and protected that your daughter, amen. Amen. If it had been somebody else's daughter, they probably wouldn't have made it, but because of the prayers of the righteous and the veil of much.
Amen.
God said to death, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's Kelsey's daughter. And I'm not going to let it happen. And thank God for you. All right, let's get the prayer requests. Anyone of the sisters want to take those prayer requests? And the line is open to you. Anybody? Otherwise, I'll stay in here.
I can take the prayer request, Dr. God bless
you. All right.
Amen.
Bless you.
Praise God. I know we have some prayer requests after God has answered that prayer for Evangelist Stitz. God bless you and your daughter, Prophetess Stitz. I tell you, it's amazing that cars now are made so that bodies hold up better than the cars, but that's because of the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. And we just praise God for him sparing your daughter. I know there is no other present you could have had besides that that would have brought that much joy to your heart as to have your daughter with you. God bless you. And I know that there are some prayer requests, and I noticed on Friday we had a minimum of three or four prayer requests, and because God is moving, and he's moving by his spirit. So if you have a prayer request today that you want God to move up on and answer your prayer, let us hear it. Jump in there so we can pray on target. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm in Annapolis, Indiana. I just thank you, praise God. I just ask you all to pray for New Horizon, United Methodist Church, my pastor, and just pray for the sick. We have sick people. I don't know them by the name, but God knows who they are and where they are. So I'm just asking you all to pray for the sick.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Johnson. Anyone else?
Sister Peterson, I have a sinus problem. I may have a headache from thinking my sinus is like I've had these things in my head. So I'm a quick and prayer for that. Sorry, my throat is all clogged up. I have a very bad problem with sinus. My throat is clogged up. I also pray for my cousin. Her name's Augustine Wesley, Mississippi. She's very ill. that she sent her home, but then they don't do anything, they send her back to Russia. She has a lot of problems with this paper, Odessa Wesley.
All right. God bless you, and thank you so much. Amen. All right. Anyone else with a prayer request?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Dr.
Michael? And thank God for each and every one of you on the prayer line this morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, and all the saints. And I have an unspoken request, and I would like for you to just keep me up in prayer. Thank you.
Right. God bless you. God bless you. I just want to remind you, if you have two phones open or Bluetooth, be mindful because it's difficult to hear the request being made. God
no,
bless
I have
you.
One.
Even hurt this, Lucille? Did I hear someone else?
Sister Karen Brown, finances.
God bless you, Sister Karen. Amen. Anyone else?
This is Sister Lucille. Can you hear me, Dr. Piper?
I can hear you, dear. Thank you. God bless you.
I want to ask prayer, first of all, for my auntie. Her name is Earlene Jenkins, and her son John Welchin. And then I have my grandson. He's sick. He weighed a pound and some ounces when he was born, and he's been having a lot of. He'll be a year old next Saturday, this coming Saturday, and he's been having some problems with asthma. And I want to put him on the prayer line, and I want to ask the saints to pray for me. That I can keep some food.
Is
on
John
my
the year, 1 year old?
My grandson, he'll be 1 year old Saturday.
He the one with the breathing, with the problem? His
voice yes, ma'am.
Problem? Okay, God
yes,
bless.
Yes, ma'am. And I want to ask the saints to pray for me that I keep some food on my stomach. I can't keep no food. It's been a while since I've been able to keep some food on my stomach. I done lost a tremendous amount of weight. And I just want to keep some food on my stomach.
Yes.
Can't eat anything.
God bless you. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else?
Hi, my name is Gwen, and I would like for you all to pray for me that I may find a job soon.
All right. Gwen, what area are you, where are you calling from?
I'm 314 South City. St. Louis.
Is this your first time?
Actually, this is probably about my fourth time listening in.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. I thought I'd heard your name before.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Anyone else at this time before we pray?
Mother Digby, Area 708. I'm requesting prayer that the Lord save my grandson. And that the Lord save the young people everywhere.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. All right.
May I say this? May I say this, Dr. Piper?
Bless you. Go ahead.
Sister Lucille, amen. I heard you say you want us to pray to the Lord. Bless you to keep the food on your stomach and things like that. I guess that I was thinking... somebody came to me on yesterday, I believe, and said, Dr. Johnson, you don't hardly recognize me. I said, tell me. He said, I'm Sister So-and-so. And she said, you know, you prayed for me, and I was about 120 pounds. And she said, now I'm over 200 pounds.
Oh, my God.
I will let somebody... All glory be to God. I'm going to let somebody else pray for you this morning. God bless you.
All right. You heard it. You heard it. I did not say that. Praise God. There's nothing wrong with being healthy. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Johnson.
This is Sister Lucille.
Yes.
Dr. Piper.
my family seem to think it's something wrong with me. Mm-hmm. I've been going to the doctor, and my doctor told me I'm perfectly healthy, but it seems like every time I turn around, I'm getting fussed at because I don't lost so much weight. It ain't no problem for me. I'm, you know, sometimes when people say things to you, your feelings get hurt, and they're used to seeing you one way, and I don't know. But
all right. Well, we're going to pray that
pray
God.
My strength in the Lord.
Amen. That's it. That's it. And pray that God help us to rise above what's on our sleeves many times. Praise God. We do have a limit here and a number. Is there anyone else that has something they just really, really seeking God for? They need to tell it.
Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I have asked a special prayer for my grandson that he can be released. I praise God, and I have a son, a preacher, and he's backslidden. I want you to pray that God save Albert Johnson. Save him real good, real good. God bless. And don't forget Mother Johnson. I need prayer myself.
Amen. Praise God. We all do, Mother Johnson. Thank you for remembering. Because, amen, when I pray for everyone else, I'm praying for myself as well. And God bless you. And shall we just go to the throne of grace this morning? Hallelujah. A wonderful day after Mother's Day that God is looking on his people once again. Father God, we bless your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord, just because you are God. Hallelujah, not just because you are God, but because you are God. We bless and praise your holy name. We ask right now, oh God, for your forgiveness, your blessings. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you would shower down miracles on this prayer line today, that you will anoint your people, oh God. Bless in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah. Bless our first family, Lord Jesus, the Johnson family, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, in Jesus' name. Touch in a special way, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for bringing gladness to her heart and bringing some joy in her, in Jesus' name. Thank you, oh God, for that testimony this morning. In Jesus' name, we thank you for every praise report, Lord God, how you brought joy to the hearts of your people, how you brought so much, oh God, hallelujah, happiness into our lives. In spite of what the devil is trying to do, Lord Jesus, you still put a smile on our faces in Jesus' name. And for that, we are glad. We are happy. We're rejoicing. We ask right now that you bless Mother Johnson, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In your name, in your name, in your name, Lord Jesus. Touch that grandchild. Open the doors, Lord. Lord Jesus, do it like you did Paul and Silas in the midnight hour. In Jesus' name, shake the jail cell doors, oh God. Hallelujah. Release your people right now, God, and bless them to serve you, Lord, with a clean heart, a glad heart, Lord God. Bring salvation, oh God. Hallelujah. We ask that you attract, hallelujah. Let an APB be on Albert. In Jesus' name, track him down, oh God. Hallelujah. Save, Lord Jesus. Bring back your remembrance to his mind, to his heart, oh God. The things that you have already done for him. In Jesus' name. Don't let him forget, Lord God, your miracles that you have worked in his life. You have worked for his family. In Jesus' name, we call it done right now. We pray for salvation for all unsaved. In your mighty name, we call for salvation, 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 in Jesus' name. Save the unsaved, oh God. Reclaim the backslider, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Turn them around, turn them around, turn them around. and let them go, God. Call upon your name. Bless Mother Johnson in Indiana, oh God. And in Jesus' name, bless New Arise in the church, oh God. In your mighty name, Mother Peterson, Lord Jesus. Touch that sinus problem, that sinus condition. Touch Odessa Wesley in Jesus' name. Bless and heal, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Bring miracles. Bring healing, healing, healing to our body in your mighty name. Bless, Lord God. Evangelist Luckett. Touch that unspoken request, Lord God. You bring salvation into a family. Bring healing, oh God, into a family. Bring finances into a family. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out the blessing, oh God. She don't have room to receive. Let her shout about it and tell about it. Let her sing about it, oh God. Give her a praying spirit, Lord Jesus. Let her pray in the morning. Let her pray at noonday. Let her pray when the sun goes down. In Jesus' name.
Pray.
In your name, oh God. Teach us, oh God, through the Holy Ghost, how to live for you, how to seek you, how to worship you, oh God. Bless Sister Karen Brown. Touch in Jesus' name. Touch your finances, Lord God. Right now we pray. Finances, oh God, let it be multiplied, Lord Jesus, in our home, in our family, in Jesus' name. Sister Lucille, Lord God, touch right now her auntie, Lord God, while she's looking out and calling out and requesting prayer for someone else. We ask that you touch her, oh God, in Jesus' name. Regulate, oh God, her system in your mighty name. Soothe the stomach, Lord Jesus. Settle it in your mighty name. Let her take your anointed oil, Lord Jesus, and massage her abdomen in Jesus' name. All the way from her mouth to her down through her esophagus, oh God. Let her massage her body, herself, her digestive system, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give her a drink of the dose of her Holy Ghost, oh, right now, Lord God. Let that Holy Ghost power, let it just soothe her system right now in your mighty name. Touch and heal, Lord God. Cleanse her out, Lord Jesus. But purge her in Jesus' name. And then bless her digestive system in your mighty name, we pray. Touch her auntie Earlene in your name, oh God. Her son John, touch right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. You know how to fix that breathing problem. You know how to fix, oh God, and build up his system in your mighty name. Build up his lungs, oh God. Hallelujah. Let them expand, oh God. Let them expand in you, Lord Jesus. Let your hand of touch, your hand of mercy be upon him right now in Jesus' name. And we will give you the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch us again, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch your finances, oh God. Touch your family, Lord Jesus, in your name. Touch her health right now. Strengthen her, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let your mercy endure forever. In Jesus' name. Bless Mother Digby, oh God. Save the grandson, oh God. Turn him around, Lord Jesus. In your name, in your name. Turn him. Turn him around, oh God. Place his feet on solid ground. Pull him out of the muck and mire. Satan, the Lord rebuke you right now. Hallelujah. We call on Jesus. We call on the angels, the warring angels, in Jesus' name. Bless right now, oh God. Look on our children, Lord Jesus, everywhere, oh God. Bless our churches, oh God. Bless our leaders, Lord Jesus. Every pastor, Lord God, in your name. Every pastor, strengthen them, oh God. We rebuke witchcraft right now in the name of Jesus, out of the churches, from around the churches, in Jesus' name. We pray for holy ground in your name, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, and all those that can't come off of mute. pray for their prayer requests. We ask that you answer their prayer requests in Jesus' name. Every mother, oh God, ha, 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 ha. Every mother, Lord Jesus. Every person, Lord Jesus, on the phone, on the blog line, on the GMAP, in Jesus' name. We pray right now. You look on them, Lord Jesus. You supply their every need. We bind the enemy that comes to hinder. We bind the enemy that comes to hinder. We bind the enemy that comes to kill. We bind the enemy that comes to steal. We bind the enemy that comes to destroy. In Jesus' name. We count it done. We count it done. We take it to the cross. We take it to the throne room. In Jesus' name. Bless, 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 oh God, your people right now. Hallelujah. Help us to lean on you, Lord Jesus, and trust in your word. We glorify your name. Bless, oh God. Dr. Stearns, Dr. Gary Stearns, right now, in Jesus' name. Sister Charlotte, oh God. Sister Sheila, touch, 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 touch. Yes. Bless, oh God, our going out and our coming in. Cover with your blood. Cover, 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 cover with your blood, oh God, in Jesus' name. Cover our thresholds, oh God, in your name we pray. And we will glorify you.
Yes.
Thank Glory you. Be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Let's
thank
give him Lord. Amen. We'll take it out of here. Just praise God.
Thank,
thank,
you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
Jesus. Our souls say yes to you. We praise you, Lord. We give you the glory.
Yes.
For the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.